Dr. Nan Hayworth, I say that because you are, of course, a physician, a surgeon, somebody who knows your stuff. There is a big test coming as the Supreme Court of the United States decides on the life or death of the Obama health care bill.
Right. The individual mandate aspect in particular.
Yes.
Yeah. Alan, I think the individual mandate stretches the Commerce Clause even further beyond recognition, and I think you could go back to certain decisions in the 30s, Wickard versus Hilburn, that I feel not alone in this, feel were not good for the American people. The federal government has certain roles it has to play very prudently and well, and should do so in a limited way. And I think that it's good for all Americans to have health insurance. Absolutely, that's affordable, that's portable. It's a social good to have access for everyone to good, affordable health care. That is a value that we all share. The federal government should certainly create the climate in which that can happen. But to compel the purchase of insurance, while I think all of us would argue that there are economic reasons in terms of managing the insurance marketplace, where you do want as many people to participate as possible, you know, and I get that too. But to have the federal government mandate it, I think it violates the Constitution. And I do think that we have to respect what the Constitution laid out, because it did so quite brilliantly.
Just so everybody understands, when you mention the Commerce Clause, you're talking about the fact that there are certain things that were reserved to the states, and the question that's coming before the court is the justification of the Commerce Clause, because health travels basically over state lines,
right,
whether or not this is justified to have this bill, and you think it's not.
Well, exactly. And Wickard versus Filburn established that failing to do something, you know, failing to participate in a marketplace could be construed, or in a program could somehow be construed as an action that would be subject to a federal constraint, or a federal, you know, that would somehow be construed as affecting the marketplace. And I think that really is carrying intrusion into our lives too far.
Nan Hayworth, let me switch gears here and ask you a couple of other questions. Number one, Iran. There is a great debate as to whether or not we should be seriously considering bombing them to take out their nuclear facility. What do you think?
That's a decision that cannot be undertaken lightly. That goes without saying, almost. Crippling sanctions should be the first line of action, and they've been, I think the argument can be made that they've been too slow to be instituted. But I do respect absolutely Israel's right to defend itself. I respect Israel's sovereignty. I'm a strong advocate for Israel's special place among the nations, and certainly among the states in the Middle East, as an ally in multiple ways, really a sister nation to us. Israel is under existential threat. I do agree with Prime Minister Netanyahu about that. Israel is under a tremendous threat, and Iran has proxy states, proxy organizations, Hamas, Hezbollah. Iran, the theocracy in Iran, and not the broader people of Iran, whom we want to save and to spare and to protect, but the theocracy in Iran is truly very, very dangerous, and it has declared its intention to annihilate Israel. and to, quite honestly, as we all know, to annihilate the United States as well. We are the great Satan and Israel's the little Satan. So we have to take that very seriously. But this is not a situation in which we can make a quick surgical strike and then get out. I don't think that's the case, as far as I've been the information that I have, and I'm not. This is information that's available to the entire public. So it's a grave concern.
What about the other side? Some people are saying if you bomb them, that they react by bombing Israel, and that puts Israel in even worse shape, or even American interests.
Well. The scenarios that any prudent military planning would include would have to include what sort of retaliatory actions would be taken, whether those retaliatory actions would be those that a rational governing body would take or not, or that a rational state would take or not. And when I traveled to Israel last summer with the American Israel Education Foundation, and they take Democrats and Republicans. It is not a partisan thing. But we went, and Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke with our delegation, as he does with every delegation in his office, and made the point that we are facing madness when we look at Iran. Yes, would they be likely to retaliate in ways that another state with more rational leadership might not? Yeah, and you do have to consider that as well. It is absolutely a multifactorial threat. It's a threat we'd rather not face, but realistically, we do have to understand that. The theocracy exists. It is actively hostile to us, and not only to the state of Israel. And we do have an obligation to defend ourselves, and we have pledged to support Israel in its own defense.
We're talking to Congress member Nan Hayworth, New York's 19th district now. I want to ask about Syria, following up on that. You know, that's another serious one. We have, I believe, John McCain, who has always been a major force in American politics, Republican mm-hmm. politics, saying, you know, you got to go for it, and you got to do what you have to do to stop right. this carnage
right.
over there.
Right. And it is, it's hideous. And at the same time, we have to consider our own vital interests. And I'm not saying that there are implications for our vital interests in Syria's stability or lack thereof. But we have to weigh the expenditure of resources in a time of austerity, in a time when we have commitments that are proving increasingly difficult to carry out, particularly in Afghanistan. First and foremost, do we want to put American lives at risk by intervening in Syria? I think that we have to weigh that extremely carefully. How best do we help there? Some form of a coalition effort would probably make the most sense. But from the American presidential standpoint, from the American administration standpoint, the American government standpoint, I, as a member of Congress, you have to think about first and foremost the American lives we put at risk.
Nan Hayworth, we always love having you with us. You're very kind to do this and to show up and answer these questions, and we appreciate it very much.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and I always enjoy speaking with you.